Tom Clancy's best-selling novels have turned out to be big box office at the movies, first with The Hunt for Red October in 1990, and then with Patriot Games in 1992. That movie was directed by the Australian Philip Noyes, who then took a breather and made Sliver, and now returns with the third Tom Clancy movie. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Clear and Present Danger.
It's the third, and it's the best. During the last 2 years, the finest action movies have been structurally very simple. In The Line of Fire, The Fugitive, and Speed took a smart hero and a wily adversary and just let them chase each other for 2 hours. Clear and Present Danger takes a different tack. This movie is so good in part because it's so complicated. In those rare moments when helicopters aren't thundering and bullets aren't flying, you can hear the sound of your brain whirring. The movie begins with the discovery of a murder on the high seas, and the victims are old friends of the President of the United States. They had gotten involved in money laundering for a Colombian drug lord, and when they tried to do a little skimming, the drug lord took his revenge. But here's where things get tricky. The drug lord's right-hand man sees the murders as an opportunity to topple his boss and seize power among the Colombian cartels. And meanwhile, some of the president's men in the CIA see an opportunity too. An Oliver North-style intelligence chief launches his own secret invasion against the cartels with the president's tacit approval. So, from both sides, the American and the Colombian, rogue armies are gathering to fight a very covert and very dangerous war. A war so dangerous, in fact, that it soon claims the life of the head of the FBI. In the middle of all this is our hero, Jack Ryan, played by Harrison Ford. He's working for the CIA's Deputy Director of Intelligence, played by James Earl Jones, but when Jones is diagnosed with terminal cancer, he taps Jack to succeed him. Jack claims he doesn't know enough to do the job, but his old boss disagrees.
I wouldn't know the first thing about doing your job, sir.
You've been around. No big mystery. You've been to the White House.
Once. I hated it.
No, you didn't. Want to know about politics in Washington? Four words. Watch your back, Jack.
The writing in this movie has a lot of macho snap, and that's because it's the work of three old hands. John Milius, who wrote Apocalypse Now, Steve Zalian, who wrote Schindler's List, and Donald Stewart, who wrote Missing. Women get short shrift in this world, and so do all but the most elemental testosterone-driven emotions. Fear, patriotism, courage. But director Philip Noyce has gotten good at keeping a picture going on sheer plot velocity. So much so that he gets away with the sloppiness of the film's final third. The movie shoots right over your objections. I always find Harrison Ford a little unconvincing as a kind of action movie egghead, because he's a reactive performer, and his reactions are always so big and slow. But I think that's also part of his appeal. He doesn't act smart, he just does smart things, and the lack of pretension makes audiences like him. One more thing. In its story about rogue armies operating in South America and lying to Congress under the president's nose, Clear and Present Danger comes awfully close to being an indictment not only of Oliver North, but of the entire Reagan administration. The last thing I expected from a Tom Clancy movie was liberalism.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.